The dispatch of Assistant Secretary Hill to the region underlines U.S. concern about the six-party deal, which appears to be crumbling amid North Korean moves to reverse disarmament steps. North Korea has expelled international monitors from its partially disabled Yongbyon reactor complex and taken steps to reactivate the facility in a dispute over verifying the declaration of its nuclear program it made in June. North Korea alleges the United States reneged on a promise to remove it from its list of state sponsors of terrorism after the declaration, but U.S. officials say delisting depends on submission by North Korea of an acceptable verification plan. The State Department says Hill, who has been holding consultations on the nuclear issue on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly in New York, will arrive in Seoul late Tuesday and go on from there to Pyongyang, Beijing, and Tokyo. Deputy State Department spokesman Robert Wood said Hill will try to ascertain why North Korea has moved to reverse implementation of the accord, under which Pyongyang is to get aid and diplomatic benefits from the other parties for scrapping its nuclear program, including weapons. The secretive communist government is understood to be reluctant to accept intrusive verification, and some analysts say the terms sought by the United States are especially severe. However, spokesman Wood said all the parties to the talks, including North Korea, agreed in principle on the need for a verification plan in July. He said North Korea, which has already handed over thousands of documents on its program, is not being asked to submit to unreasonable inspection measures.
We're talking about a standard verification package. This is not onerous. It's not unusual in terms of trying to verify activities that may have taken place. So, the North cannot expect that after submitting over 19,000 pages that obviously we, the other parties to the framework, we need to be able to verify what they've submitted. And so Chris Hill will be going to the region trying to look for ways that we can encourage the North to live up to its obligations.
Wood declined to discuss what message Hill will be taking to Pyongyang and the other principals in the talks, but said he is obviously going to the region with some ideas about how to move the process forward. At the same time, a senior U.S. diplomat who spoke to reporters discouraged the notion Hill was ready to propose softer inspection terms. He said the verification measures being sought for North Korea are not unlike those accepted by Libya when it gave up its weapons of mass destruction programs in 2003. The U.S. official said Hill will try to get a sense as to why North Korea's posture in recent weeks has become so difficult. There have been suggestions Pyongyang may want to stall the process until the change of U.S. administrations, but the diplomat said Pyongyang has a very good offer in front of it and should not assume it will get a better deal from the next U.S. president. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.